Florida Executive Leadership Conference for Florida Sheriff's Association.
Oh, very good. And that's where you all get together and think about policy and learn from each other and decide what the state law enforcement is going to look like, right?
Yeah, it's got a little bit of everything in it, actually. So, like, it's got a track for leadership, and it's got a track for, like, HR people go to it, and then CFOs go. It pretty much covers the entire sheriff's office, fleet, all different, you know, sections of the sheriff's office have classes they go to, and just learn what they're doing all around the state, and maybe we can do something different and better.
Okay, well, yeah, which makes sense. I mean, you know, collaborate, learn together, you know, be more professional at everything that you do. It all makes sense. But you didn't tell them the real cool thing that you got to do on the way.
Yeah, I went to the Formula One race.
Nice.
Miami. Me and my daughter went to it. It was pretty cool. I've never been to one.
John is so upset over here. He just wants to be in and out of everything. Oh, man. Was it as loud as you expected or louder?
Actually, it wasn't as loud as I expected.
Interesting.
It's not as loud as a NASCAR race.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's a different sound, right?
It is. It's a real different sound.
It's more like running your radial arm saw rather than running your loud truck.
Yeah, and those cars are a lot faster than the NASCAR cars as well. It seems to me anyways, maybe not, but it just seems like they're a lot faster.
Oh, they're ridiculous fast. I mean, I can't imagine. That would be so much fun to watch. My son is a huge F1 fan, so that's very cool. A couple of things that have happened since you and I talked last. We had an online video posted. You guys had showed somebody entering a truck, and you were looking for more information. Is that right?
Yeah, and, you know, it's getting to be that season. Summertime is car burglary season. And when I say car burglary, we talk about this ad nauseum that, you know, people aren't breaking into cars. They're not breaking into trucks. They're opening doors and going in and taking stuff. And especially when school lets out, it goes through the roof in Santa Rosa County. So we always tell people to lock their car doors. And don't keep anything in there of value, especially handguns. We're getting handguns stolen all over the place. And it's just, to me, it's incredible that you don't lock your car, number one. But number two, if you have a handgun in the vehicle and don't lock it, I mean, come on, seriously?
Is it still the case? It had been the case for years, but I want people to lock their car doors. You know, in Escambia, they have lock your doors and keep it yours, that kind of thing. But it's always a little bit worried me that if people start really doing this, which so far we don't have that problem, but if people really started doing this, they would start smashing and grabbing instead of just checking the door lock. But so far, that's not, I mean, that's pretty uncommon, right?
It's very uncommon. And, you know, I've had people tell me, well, if I lock my car door, they're going to break the window out and I got to pay for it. No, they're not, because they know like two driveways down, there's going to be a car with unlocked door. They don't want to attract attention. They don't breaking a glass. And, you know, it's not easy. Number one, in a vehicle. And number two, it attracts a lot of attention, which they do not want. And they know they're going to be, they'll pull the handle and go, oh, it's locked. Go to the next one. It probably isn't locked. So they're not going to break the window.
Are you telling me that today's criminals are lazy and will take the path of least resistance? Are you really, you expect me to believe that?
No, I don't expect you to believe it. I'm just telling you what, you know, law enforcement is seeing out there on the street. So, but yeah, it's not a matter so much, I think, of laziness as in they don't want to get caught. And you start breaking windows, you're going to attract attention and, you know, people are going to start looking toward it. Because now, you know, how many times do you hear a car alarm go off? And do you walk over to see if somebody's breaking? No, because it happens all the time. But if you break a window, you hear glass crashing. You're going to go, what the heck was that? You're going to go look. So, it may be laziness too, but I think mostly it's not wanting to go to jail.
Okay. No, that makes sense. I appreciate the correction. Sheriff, we had a Milton woman who has been charged with a pretty high bond of $200,000, according to Channel 3, for abusing two dogs in Milton that I guess a neighbor kind of got concerned about. But this is something you guys take very seriously, right?
Yeah, you know, we take it really serious when it's not just kids that can't protect themselves, it's animals too. And when you have people taking advantage of animals or any person that can't take care of themselves, i.e. special needs or children, we take it all seriously. And, you know, hurting animals like that, that's a sign of you've got a real problem. Because, I mean, dogs and cats both, they're so cute. How can you do this to a defenseless animal? But yeah, she it was pretty egregious. I have not seen the video of it, but apparently there's video footage of it. So and it was not good.
And last thing I wanted to ask you about is we have this new law in Florida, what they're referring to as the HALO law. That's the law that says that people have to stay back from law enforcement, engage in an active investigation. I think it's 25 feet, which is a lot, but also, you know, a single deputy or even two deputies on the scene dealing with, a person or a couple of people. You're just wanting to make sure your deputies are safe and that people know the boundaries of how close they're not to get. There was a story about one of Santa Rosa County, somebody was involved, showed up with his girlfriend, I guess, and the deputies arrested him because he wouldn't stand back and leave them alone. It was a feature in a statewide story about how the HALO effect is already being implemented.
Yeah, and, you know, people say, well, we have the right to film you, and they do. But you can film from 25 feet. And the reason it's 25 feet is because when we're trying to interview people or we're trying to deal with a volatile situation, we don't need people behind us really close to where they can actually do something to us. So, it's a great law. We're going to enforce it. And, unfortunately for this guy, he was warned several times. And he refused the warnings. He kept flailing around and yelling at the officers. And they kept telling him, step back, step back. He would not do it. And unfortunately for him, he got a free trip to my hotel.
I think a lot of people probably, don't know the law and don't realize that it's changed in Florida. Are you training your officers to warn people specifically that the law says 25 feet? I mean, I understand that ignorance of the law is not an excuse for breaking the law, but it may be an opportunity for education in the process of enforcement. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but here's the thing. So it may not even be 25 feet. I would say this, like if I'm on scene and I'm dealing with a person and somebody comes up and gets close to me and I say, step back, and they step back and they're at 15 feet and not causing me a problem, I'm not going to arrest them.
Yeah.
Now, if they go back 15 feet and they're still yelling at me and screaming, and I'll tell them step back more. And then if they don't go to the 25 feet, they could be arrested. But, we're not going to sit there with a tape measure. I mean, if you interfere with deputies and they warn you to stop and step back and you don't listen to what they're telling you, oh, you're going to get arrested. It's not going to be something like, hey, we'll get you next time. They're going to arrest you. So the 25 feet, I would tell people don't worry about the 25 feet. Just listen to the officer. And if he says step back, you step back. And if he says step back more, you step back more because you don't want to interfere with their duties.
General rule of thumb, if the officer tells you to do it, compliance won't get you arrested, right?
Yeah, exactly right. And, if he tells you to do something you believe is unconstitutional or whatever, and you're videoing it, hey, continue to video, show the video, listen to what he says, do what he says. And then if he did violate a policy or violate a law or whatever, you turn that over to us, a copy of the video, and we'll take care of business. We discipline our officers when they do things wrong. So just listen on scene, and you definitely, if you listen and heed what they're saying, you're not going to go to jail.
Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson, sir, always a pleasure. Thank you for the time, especially while you're sort of on assignment in South Florida. Bring back some good lessons from the leadership conference with Sheriff's Association, and we'll talk to you next week. Again, thank you for the time.
Sounds good, Andrew. Take care.